about 4 o'clock, was it, Mom?
7.
She run in to get her breakfast. And her brother told me, said, don't tell her about that. The doctor told me he'd live, might live 15 minutes, and 24 hours was the limit he could live. And so he said, her brother told me not to tell her. Said she just break down going to fit. So I went in where she was at the stove, and I said, Mom, I'm going to tell you something. You know, don't want you to cry. That boy's living in there. He's plumb alive. And I want you to listen. Don't go in there and go prying around him because you're scared. Might scare him. And I told her what the doctor said. Well, she just quit and just fell down and went in there and sat by him all the time, you know, just longer. About 8 or 9 o'clock, he's still talking, you know, and just going to hell. She said, and this time I called the doctor, but he wouldn't come back. The old doctor lied about it. Couldn't come. And she said, I'm going to go doctor him myself. She said, I want you to get some chest oil, and I'm going to doctor this boy. And she come in. I sent him about a dollar for what she know. Chest oil up cheap, you know. And she poured some in the skillet and got this red hot, you know, and she just come in putting red hot claws on him. Where he's hurting at, you know, and giving him a bottle that he's coming. I got a dollar worth of 10-cent bottle, you know. She gave him a bottle of the dope. And by 3 o'clock that evening, my head bowels and moved a gallon. A gallon and a half. And the doctor at the Queen didn't know what was the matter with him. He had lock bowels in the place of appendicitis. And about 3 days after that bundle of peas he had and all that wad, you know, they passed. And a piece of his gut, if the Lord was with him, you know, was close enough, that the piece that cut long come out, you know, where they lay in there, it'd fall, it'd come off. But somewhere or another, it got close enough that it'd go back together. Well, we knew all this, you know. I'd come off in a slop jar. We knew it. And we showed it to the doctor. So he just stretched him out there on the bed, you know. And I went and hired a nurse to come stay with him. And she lay where he could touch her, you know. We didn't have no company, just us. And I guess he laid there 30 days, didn't he, Mom?
Yeah, Mom. Imagine we kept back tonight, so 12 days.
Huh?
We kept him packed in ice 12 days.
Yeah, 10 or 12 days we kept him in ice.
Dropping on just a little bit of broth of chicken, take the rag, you know, or something, and stop every bit of grease on. That's all the feed.
And when he got to where he'd eat, when he got to where the doctor let him eat, we'd let him have all about a cracker at a time, you know. And just a little, he got to pour his bones and cut through. Sat on his bed and talked to him many times. He could smell them groceries in there and he'd cry about it. And he got well. He's a big man now.
Boy.
Yeah, he's a fine man, but that happened. And that rheumatism of mine, you know, they forced me out, you know, to go. And when I went down there, the doctor mentioned this to me. He said, big fine man like you crippled with rheumatism. And I said, they ain't been that way long. I just got crippled about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he said, well, there ain't nothing us doctors knows about rheumatism. There's anything we can do. We'll just ease pain. So that forcing me out on that leg and going, it just had to be up, you know. It was just barely living. So I had to be up, and that knocked the rheumatism out. Yeah, it's going on. And you've got to use rheumatism. I tried about it. Your arm gets it, your shoulder, you got to work that shoulder. That'll do you more good than anything.
Keep the calcium from forming. Keep the calcium deposits from forming there. How about arthritis? Is that the same thing?
Same thing. About the, you see much difference in it.